With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israeli forces are battling Palestinian militants across the Gaza Strip, including in parts of the devastated north that the military said it had cleared months ago. Israel's portrayed the southern Gaza city of Rafah as Hamas's last stronghold, saying it must invade in order to succeed in its goals of dismantling the group and returning scores of hostages. A limited operation there has expanded in recent days, forcing some 300,000 people to flee. Meanwhile, small pro-Palestinian protests popping up sporadically this weekend as colleges and universities nationwide are holding commencement ceremonies.
Among the demonstrations on Saturday, many graduating students at Virginia Commonwealth University walked out on Governor Glenn Youngkin's speech. WRIC-TV says some of the estimated 100 students and family members who left during Governor Youngkin's address showed support for the Palestinians. The TV station also says others held signs opposing the Virginia governor's education policy.
Andrew Stewart reports a small group of demonstrators staged an apparent silent protest during graduation ceremonies at the University of Wisconsin at Madison. Also at SRNnews.com, Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges set to move forward next month.
Lawyers for the president's son were not successful in getting the judge in the case to dismiss the prosecution, and a federal appeals court did not rule on the merits of the claim. As a result, the judge announced that Hunter Biden's trial should begin on June 3rd in Delaware. It's expected to last 3 to 6 days. The younger Biden has pleaded not guilty to lying about his drug use in 2018 in order to buy a gun. Greg Clugston, Washington.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem banned from entering nearly 20% of her state after two more tribes banished her for comments she made about tribal leaders benefiting from drug cartels. SRN News. An educator has some suggestions on how Christians should vote this November.
Liberty University Chancellor Jonathan Falwell says it's simple, really. Just select the candidate in each race that gets closest to what's right. Falwell tells the Christian Post, quote, "We have a responsibility to find people that most closely align with biblical truth and our values, and that will espouse the kind of truths that we believe flow from the Word of God." He says there are no perfect candidates, but believers must be engaged in the process nonetheless. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Denmark is liberalizing its abortion laws, making it legal for women to terminate pregnancies up to the 18th week. The previous limit had been 12. Government officials say the law will also be changed to allow girls between 15 and 17 to kill their babies without parental consent. The three-party center government agreed on the move, which will be sealed by a vote in Parliament. This is SRN News. New vehicle technology could mean big changes at the traffic light.
Researchers at NC State and the University of Michigan are testing how the latest electronics could possibly reduce traffic congestion. The North Carolina State study goes so far as to project when self-driving vehicles might require the addition of a fourth light, a white one, to the already existent red, yellow, and green. Michigan's research relies on connected vehicles made by GM and seeks to adjust the timing of lights based on traffic. George Williams reporting.
A vast majority of older adults say they want to stay in their own homes, but the real estate market and inflation has made doing so less of a choice. Still, some baby boomers with enough money are making upgrades to keep their homes accessible. The demand for inconspicuous bathtub bars and other amenities has given home improvement chains, contractors, designers, and architects a noticeable lift. More details at SRNnews.com.